Welcome to Scary Storytime by Spooky Boo. www.scarystorytime.com.
The Blue Truck. It was a warm, boring summer afternoon. I was only 12 years old. It was one of those days where there was absolutely nothing to do other than sit around. I needed something, anything, to pass the time with, so I picked myself up out of bed and stepped out the door into the mild air. I strolled lazily down the street to my best friend's house, and I opened the door and walked right in as usual. His mother stepped gracefully out of the kitchen, her long orange hair dangling behind her, and greeted me inside. I blushed, said hello, and walked upstairs to my friend Justin's room. He looked his usual self for the most part. He had short black hair, lots of freckles, and was very skinny. However, he seemed almost depressed. I figured he was just bored like I was. We talked inside for a few minutes about how school would be starting next week or about some fishing trip he took with his dad. Something along those lines, I don't quite remember. Anyway, after we were drained of interesting things to talk about, I asked him if there was anything he wanted to do. He stared at the floor for a few seconds and then, without raising his head, told me that there was a cool path in the woods he had found down the street behind the big blue water tower. I followed Justin downstairs swiftly in excitement for finally having something to do. We got to the door and opened it wide, speeding outside. As we got onto the rough, gravelly sidewalk, Justin started rambling on about some sort of creepy thing he had found in the woods. He was looking straight forward as we talked, but I wasn't really paying attention. I had my head turned away from him, looking towards his house, where his mother was outside doing garden work. I was now completely ignoring him with my eyes fixed upon his beautiful mother. He turned to me and stopped mid-sentence, now noticing what I was really focused on. He punched me hard in the arm. I stumbled sideways, suddenly being thrown back into reality. I blushed and stared at the ground, rubbing my arm. Justin sighed, and we walked the rest of the way down the street in silence. We got to the water tower. I pointed out that the rest of the path was fenced off because of the water tower. Justin remained silent, but hopped onto the fence and started climbing. I began questioning whether we were allowed on the property, but he ignored me. Reluctantly, I began climbing after him. We got past the fence and he led me behind the tower onto a dirt path surrounded completely by trees and bushes. He was starting to speed up as we went further into the woods. I tried keeping pace, but he was almost breaking into a sprint. I dove forward and grabbed his shoulder, firmly pulling him next to me. I looked him straight in the eyes and asked, "Dude, why are you acting so strange?" He stared at the ground again and gave me an explanation. "Well, I was up here yesterday and, you just have to see it, okay?" He sounded genuinely disturbed when he said that to me. I told him I could trust him no matter what, but I insisted that he slow down. He agreed and we continued walking silent side by side. We came to a large ravine filled with fast-flowing water. There was a poorly constructed makeshift bridge made out of logs. I stepped carefully along the bridge, following my friend. We came to a large clearing shortly after walking across the bridge. He led me straight through a thorny patch of bushes rather than following the path. There, I saw a tiny pond surrounded with dense bushes, with a big blue pickup truck sticking out of the middle of the pond. The water was shallow, so I had no problem following Justin as we waded through the water. We were just a few feet away from the truck when he stopped and turned to me. He looked really upset and frightened. He told me that what he was about to show me was absolutely sickening, and that after I saw this, I may never speak to him about it ever again. My curiosity was now overwhelming, and I insisted he show me whatever was in the truck. He stayed back, crying. I stepped slowly towards the truck and peered cautiously inside the driver's window. I saw the dead, bloodied bodies of Justin and his mother, with their lifeless faces frozen in fear. I turned around and Justin was no longer behind me. I panicked, and sweat started running all over my body. I could feel tears running down my face. I fell to my knees with an overwhelming feeling of fear and despair. I rested my face into my cupped palms and began crying uncontrollably. I raised my head out of my palms and threw up all over the place. I crawled weakly out of the water, trying desperately to regain my strength and get the hell out of the woods. I had just gotten out of the water and tried to stand, but collapsed halfway up. I felt my head smash against a rock as I fell harshly into the grassy forest floor. My vision blurred as I laid motionlessly on the ground. I coughed up blood all over the grass in front of me and blacked out forever.
Hey, it's Spooky Boo. Remember, you can listen to my show either on podcast or on YouTube. Just go to www.scarystorytime.com and pick which method you'd like to watch. Also, follow me on the social networks and have some fun. I'm going to go watch my favorite TV show, Creature Features, now on creaturefeatures.tv. Bye-bye.